Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Stephen Russo back on the show. Stephen is the Executive VP at Eclipsis, Inc. He spent decades working on in organizations to help them put their best foot forward, especially now in the area of cybersecurity. And he's our good friend. Stephen, welcome back.
Hi, Jim. Good morning to you. Glad to hear you're doing well.
Yeah, you too. It's good to have you back. So, Stephen, one of the things that I just talked to my audience about is a little bit of a different kind of online ransomware. This was a case where companies inside the United States, these are not in Romania, these are U.S. companies, and their business model is you that use their legal acumen, their legal expertise, to trap you into using something once and an image. And then they use the federal court system and the copyright laws to get you to pay a ridiculous price, even though you didn't do anything intentional. You tried to recover and pay them what was really owed, but by now it's an infraction, and their settlement is exorbitant, and it's another form of ransomware, as far as I'm concerned. What do you think?
Oh, there's no question, Jim. That's happening with the images like you're referring to. It's happening. There's a group of individuals called patent trolls that also do that with patents. They try and find little loopholes where they can simply accuse you of using their patented material. And even if it's not true, just the threat of the lawsuit is enough to damage your reputation enough. And to your point, they go to a number that's just enough that makes sense for you not to go to court and to find a way to settle with them to make it go away. It's increasing. It's not decreasing. And whether it's U.S. companies or non-U.S. companies, it's U.S. companies, certainly it's U.S. attorneys typically that are coming after you.
Yeah, these
in your jurisdiction.
And the courts know about these, and the courts are getting tired of them. And I don't, it depends on, you never know what the courts will do. There is a strategy you can use against them, but the point is, folks, you just want them out of your life. And they filed hundreds of lawsuits against companies, but what that means, Stephen, is if they filed hundreds of lawsuits, if they went all the way to court with hundreds of them, that means thousands settled.
Oh, there's no doubt. Probably 95% of the folks settle, Jim.
And that's millions. Millions of dollars that's basically just extorted from people.
Yes, sir. It's a big business.
Which is not unlike the real ransomware, the online ransomware, which is doing the same thing, except they actually take you hostage at the same time, don't they?
Correct. And just to give the viewers an explanation of what ransomware is in the cyber world, is that they come after your data. And what they do is they implant an infection into your system. And that infection does not take effect right away. Mm-hmm. That infection takes, it's like time-bombed.
Yeah.
It could be a day, a month, it could be 3 months, or whenever they wish, for the most part, they can turn it on. And when they do, they encrypt all of your data with very strong encryption keys. And they don't take your data. They just make your data unusable. Mm-hmm. So, for example, I happen to know of a car dealership just in the last week and a half that got caught. They got their information encrypted, and they were shut down. They could not sell a vehicle. Matter of fact, I don't think they're back up even yet today. They are literally shut down. And this is happening to individuals all across the world.
10 million? Is that what you said? They want 10 million from them?
In this particular case, they asked this car dealership for $10 million. Yes, sir.
Wow.
And they will negotiate it. I'm sure it'll come down, but that car dealership's going to pay a couple $1 million to get their information back. I guarantee you, because otherwise they'll be down for, you know, way too long of a period of time.
And in the other case that I mentioned, the defendant actually did make a technical mistake, not an intentional abuse, but a technical mistake that the people could stand on. In the case of what you're talking about, that's an assault. That's just an unprovoked attack.
Absolutely. And if it were not for COVID being so heavily in the news, ransomware would be in the news. But it's such a small...
But they do. But they are connected in other ways. And let's talk about that when we come back, about how they're using the COVID stuff, the news, to get people to click on the ransomware. Hold on to that thought. We're going to be right back with Stephen Russo after the break. Eclipsis is the name of his company.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.